Good morning. This is Brother Marlon here again. Another day that God is giving us. Today I'd like to share an inspiration. It comes out of Joshua. It comes at the end of Joshua's life. And I want to see how the people of God, children of Israel at that time, have chosen to follow God, and how they made a choice to walk with Him. And I'm just going to start reading here in Joshua 24, starting in verse 1. And Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem, and called for the elders of Israel, and for their heads, and for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said unto the people, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Your fathers dwell on the other side of the flood in the old time, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. So here Joshua is reminding them that back in the old days, their forefathers had served other gods. And I took your father Abraham from the other side of the flood, and led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his seed, and gave him Isaac. And he's talking about God. And I, God, gave unto Isaac Jacob and Esau, and I gave unto Esau Mount Seirah to possess it. But Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. And we know that that's where they entered. They went to Egypt there during the famine. And that's where the children of Israel became slaves to the Egyptians. And I sent Moses also and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did among them. And afterward I brought you out. So now Josh is reminding them basically of what happened in the beginning, and how God gave Abraham the promises that he would have the land of Canaan, and he would bring them out of Egypt. And I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came unto the sea, and the Egyptians pursued after your fathers with chariots and horsemen unto the Red Sea. And when they cried unto the Lord, He put darkness between you and the Egyptians, and brought the sea upon them, and covered them, and your eyes have seen what I have done in Egypt. And the people that Joshua is speaking to are knew firsthand what God has done to the Egyptians there. And so they had no excuse. They could not say that they had not seen the power of God. And He's reminding them of that. And ye dwell in the wilderness a long season. We know that's 40 years. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwell on the other side of Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them into your hand, that ye might possess their land, and I destroyed them before you. Then Balak, the son of Zephar, the king of Moab, arose and warred against Israel, and sent and told Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Again, it's God. But I, God, would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. Therefore he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. And you went unto Jordan, and came unto Jericho. And the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Gigahites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. And I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with thy sword, nor with thy bow. And here God is just reminding them, here's what I've done for you. I brought you out of Egypt. I did not allow Balaam to curse you. He blessed you instead. I fought for you. I drove out all these people, and I have given you a land for which ye did not labor, and cities which ye built not, and ye dwell in them, as vineyards and olive yards, which ye planted not, did ye eat. Now therefore, fear the Lord, because I have done this for you. Now therefore, fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. The Josh is making a cry for them to break free from the gods that their fathers had served while they were in Egypt. We know that while they were in Egypt, they apostated away from God, and they began to worship the gods of the Egyptians. And he's making a plea with them, go away from these gods, don't follow them, and serve the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, he's reasoning with them, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, I want you to watch this. The people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up, and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and did this, and which did these great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwell in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. So the people here, and this is what I'm wanting you to see, the people here are choosing to serve God. They're saying they're going to turn away from the God, from the idols, and they're going to serve the true God. And Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God, he is a jealous God, he will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. And I did some research on that verse, because Josh is basically making it sound like you can't even serve the Lord. But what he's saying is here is, if you're going to serve God half-heartedly and the idols half-heartedly, then you're not even serving God. You even need to get rid of your idols, or you need to get rid of God. You cannot serve both of them at the same time. You have to serve either God or the idols. He's giving them a choice. Choose who you want to serve. And then he gave them a warning. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he, God, will turn and do you harm and consume you. After that he has done do good. So God can bring many blessings into your life. You can become a child of God, and you can live in the fullness of the gifts that he's giving you, the blessings that he's giving you, and the grace that he's giving you. You can walk in all those things. But if you forsake the Lord and turn back to the strange gods that you have served in your past life, then he will turn and do you harm and consume you, and even after he has done you a lot of good. So the warning here is, even if you see somebody who's been blessed tremendously, even if you see somebody who has walked with God for many years maybe, and they choose to walk away from God because of some bitterness or some hurt in their life, God will consume them, even though he has done them many good, has done them good for many years. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves, that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore, put away, said he, the strange gods which you are among you, incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice we will obey. So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and set a statute and ordinance in Shechem. So the people are saying, nah, we're going to serve God. We're going to just obey his voice. And we know the history, and I want to bring a little more of that out in the next couple of days here. We know the history of what ended up happening to the children of Israel. And it wasn't because God chose to destroy them because they obeyed him. It was because they chose to disobey him. And what I'm wanting us to realize, have you become a child of God? Have you chosen to follow God? And if you have, in your zeal, have you put away the idols in your life, the gods that were in your life at that time, whether it was work, maybe it was sports, maybe it was technology, maybe it was houses and lands, or maybe it was even your religion that was an idol, just something you served instead of God, and you put them away in your zeal to serve God, and you start out with a fervent desire, as the children of Israel did here. They said, no, we choose to serve God. We're going to obey His voice. And then as things begin to get rough, as things begin to get a little harder, you turn back to your own God, your old God, the zeal that has consumed you to serve the God of heaven. After a couple of years, or maybe some time goes past, and you turn back to some of your old gods again. And I just make a plea with you to turn back to God and to realize the fullness of the blessings that He wants to give you. If you go after your own thing, you're actually walking away from the mercies of God. And it's a dangerous place to begin to cool off. Because, as we many of us know, in Revelation it says, Jesus is speaking to the church of Laodicea, and He's saying, I wish that you were hot or cold, but you're lukewarm. And lukewarm is a dangerous place to be. So let us have that fervent zeal and desire well up in our hearts and ask God to truly give us a desire to follow Him, and that we could be a blessing to the people around us. God bless you and have a wonderful day.